Good morning, everyone. This is Bev. I know. What is going on with you two? Right? Right. Well, we say, we've been told that all of the great avatars and messengers that have come here to help humanity use that. We've seen there's so many pictures of that, right? It's communication. It's reaching out and touching. And yes. I know the second point of the greeting. It is. I know the first time I ever saw that, it gave me goosebumps when you showed that to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the second point of the greeting. It's a universal, I think that is a universal physical holder of something very divine, a divine idea of love. And we don't know what love is. We've said that, we're just, but we have to begin to speak as if we are told to do. It doesn't matter if we know the divine essence of love or what its purpose is, but just to begin the conversation and to put it into action, that's what BioTouch is here to offer us. It is in a way to what, Paul? Ignite who we already really are. Loving beings. I know. Right. If anybody ever needed BioTouch, it was Hitler, because the way to not fight it, but the way to bring it down into love and peace, it is through the loving consciousness that beyond what we're seeing still is a thread of humanity himself. And if we and all the great teachers have tried to instill that, don't look at what you're able to see physically. Remember that we are all divine beings having that physical thing. That's what you try to honor. That's what you try to bring peace to. And that's the only way to for all of us to liberate ourselves from all that stuff you were just talking about, that mindless revenge that's so incredibly ancient for all of us. Right. Yep. It does. I know. Well, we've said this many times. If you can imagine everyone doing just the greeting with each other on a daily basis, that rippling effect would really permeate that chain called humanity in ways that we cannot even imagine, because our natural innate sense is peace. It is not war. We have allowed that with myriads of reasons that are so embedded in our consciousness or whatever you want to call it. This is why I love BioTouch. It brings us to a journey of, we always say, self-awareness. It's in that self-awareness that you begin to untangle things, beginning with yourself and looking at yourself and then realizing, well, I'm just a part of that chain, and start to deal with my brothers and sisters in the world that are the true family here. This is an amazing time for self-awareness to start unfolding for humanity as a whole. And BioTouch is a time, as a divine idea whose time has come. I've said that many times, and it is absolutely true. And I'll hold to that. I will hold to that. Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Right. I know. Right. Right. I don't want to. That's key right there. That's self-awareness. I don't want to. I don't need to. I want to be liberated from all that. Yeah. Right. Right. It opens. Right. Right. Turning purple. Right, but I mean the fact that that is what came to you to do, you're the man. It's like I would have been screaming and kicking maybe, but not Paul. Oh yeah, let's touch that place of peace right there. Yeah. I love that. I love that. And I love that word revolution. It is really a key word for the times. We all talk about, oh, the new age and the brotherhood and love each other, and that really is that. But what is revolution? The purpose of it is to change the direction. It offers us a new way of dealing and maneuvering and opening and liberating. It is fundamental to evolution. Revolution is here. And BioTouch, oh my gosh, when I think about it, BioTouch is one of the amazing instruments through which revolution is going to happen. But what's powerful about it, it is non-invasive, gentle, loving, and that is the way that change is to happen. Quiet and peaceful. And amazing. That is what we deserve. We all deserve BioTouch. Just saying. It's already there. Actually, when you think about it, if you're holding 6 to 8 seconds, that 30 seconds will give each of that relationship, both of you will have the greeting in 30 seconds. Come on. something's going to happen. It reminds me of what Kai, one of our lovely board meeting board members and a instructor in biotech, she's been around for a long time. She told us that her and her husband, Matt, when they had a little bit of, you know, they would do the greeting on each other. And there you go. Come back into a place of where you can work with each other and not fight against each other. Sure am. Gonna be great. Right. You know what? We are not going to get there individually. We're going to get where we're supposed to be as a group. So every time one of us finds BioTouch and begins to practice it in our lives, it's drawing that chain closer and closer, because it's not just going to be some of us that are going to reach that point that we evolution has in plan for us. We're going to get there together. So it benefits all of us to begin that process, because the moment that we're helping one, we're helping all of us. That's what love is. That's what that chain represents that we talk about in our vision statement. All of us. It's time. Thank you, Paul. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
If pain has got you down and you live in town, take a trip down to Pima Street. The people down there are people who care. They will get you back on your feet. Put love into action. Put love into action. If you ever want to have any real satisfaction, choose love while you still can. Don't even try to understand. A healing grace in your own hands. Put love into action.